What an incredible week it's been here in Afghanistan. It truly is one of the world's hardest places to be born as a child and to grow up. But it's also a country of incredible people. There's so many images that are etched on my mind from the last week. First, and probably the most powerful, is as we stood in the neonatal unit in the maternity hospital in the city, and we saw two babies, little Nazim, who was pink and healthy and screaming, but across the room was a little paler, greyer, almost blue child. It was quiet, very quiet, and we stood there and watched while the nurse and the doctor tried to resuscitate him, and he quietly slipped away. And his midwife came in, and she had to go and bear the message to his mum that she'd lost a child. Another image, we went to the countryside, way out into a beautiful rural area, rolling hills covered with flowers and green flourishing briefly between the heat of summer and the cold of winter. We met with also a group of boys. I sat in the dormitory of a childcare centre and met 15 or 20 young boys. They were forced into hard labour all day long, whether it was as shepherds on the hillsides or whether it was in a restaurant, given nothing but the scraps to eat, or even worse, to help a truck driver, which involved not only beatings but worse kinds of exploitation that they wouldn't speak about. And again, World Vision is there. Our job is to protect children. I'm in a place where only 10 years ago, girls were not allowed in school. We went to a school where there was a woman headmaster, a woman teacher, and many girls alongside the boys. And amazing to hear the head teacher, Faika, talk about the change that she's seen. Amazing also to hear the mothers talk about their hunger for their daughters and their sons to have a brighter future. We want them to be doctors, we want them to be teachers, we want them to be engineers. You know, one of my colleagues said, there's just 30 million Afghans trying to get on. They want the same things that you and I want. And World Vision will be here. We'll be here for years. We'll be here for many years to come. And our hope is that people in the UK and across the world will not forget the people of Afghanistan and will continue to provide the support that the children of this country so desperately need.